Number 17. Mr. and Mrs. Brown were going abroad for their holiday. They had a dog called Blackie, which they were very fond of. But they couldn't take him abroad with them, so they looked for a good place to leave him while they were away, and at last found a place which looked after dogs very well while their owners were away. They took Blackie there just before they left for their holiday, and sadly said goodbye to him. At the end of their holiday, they got back to England very late at night, and as they thought that the place where Blackie was staying might be closed at that late hour, they decided to wait until the next morning before going to get him. So the next morning, Mr. Brown got into his car and drove off happily to collect Blackie. When he reached home with the dog, he said to his wife, "Do you know, dear, I don't think Blackie can have enjoyed his stay at that place very much. He barked all the way home in the car, as if he wanted to tell me something." Mrs. Brown looked at the dog carefully and then answered, "You are quite right, dear. He was certainly trying to tell you something. But he wasn't trying to tell you that he hadn't enjoyed his stay at that place. He was only trying to tell you that you were bringing the wrong dog home. This isn't Blackie."
One. Why were Mr. and Mrs. Brown going abroad? Two. What was their dog called? Three. What did Mr. and Mrs. Brown do when they knew they could not take Blackie abroad with them? Four. What did they do just before they left for their holiday? Five. At what time did they get back to England at the end of their holiday? Six. Why did they decide to wait until the next morning? 7. What did Mr. Brown do the next morning? 8. Why didn't Mr. Brown think Blackie could have enjoyed his stay at that place very much? 9. What did Mrs. Brown do when her husband got home? 10. What did Mrs. Brown think that the dog was trying to do?